what we're fighting for. All that I say, you always say more. I can't keep up with your turning tables under your thumb. I can't breathe. So I won't let you close enough to hurt me. No, I won't ask you, you to just desert me. I can't give you the heart you think you gave me. It's time to say goodbye. The turning table. The turning table. I braved 100 storms to leave you. As hard as you try, no, I will never be knocked down. I can't keep up with your turning tables under your thumb. I can't breathe. So I won't let you close enough to hurt. To turning tables, turning tables. Next time I'll be your bravo, I'll be my own savior when Bandit calls me.
Alright, and that was OMG Awkward Turtle turning some tables. That was lame. Okay.
I wasn't gonna say anything. Yeah.
Believe me, I tell bad jokes all the time. I'm known for it in my family. It had to happen eventually. So alright.
Try to fake laugh at them then.
It's a true sign of love that way. No,
it is. No, retelling it is a true sign of love.
All right, beloved, what'd you think about the song?
I liked it. There were a lot of really nice parts in it. I loved the parts where you used your head voice. I thought they were really nice, especially when you would say. Give You, I think, was the lyric. It was really nice.
Yeah.
but one of them, like at the end of it, it sounded like you were wavering so much that it almost sounded like a laugh. I don't know. It was just funny. The part at the beginning, I don't remember what you said, but you did this little run that had like a yodel thing in it. I really liked that. I thought it was a nice stylistic choice. I don't know if it's in the original song or not, but I liked that a lot. There were a couple notes here and there that were a little bit off, but on the whole, I really... Oh, crap, I said it again. Mostly, I really liked this song. Nice job. Dang it. I was doing so well, guys.
All right, Val, what did you think?
I liked this too. My only note really was like, I felt like there were a lot of pronunciation issues in this, like on like E and O sounds. It sounded kind of a little nasal. So, yeah, just be careful of that. But like, that's like my only note really. I liked this a lot, and I agree with everything else that's been said so far.
I have the same notes. I liked your attitude here. I would have liked to hear it on a different song, though. And not that, you know, it wasn't a bad match. You know, it wasn't, not that it wasn't, not that it was a bad match on this song, but I just liked it, and I would have liked to, I would like to hear it on a more upbeat type of song. Not that the song was still kind of upbeat, but I think maybe a little bit more happy-go-lucky kind of song, maybe, can't think of a specific song right now, but I would like to hear it on more what might be considered
Walking on Sunshine.
Huh?
Walking on Sunshine is an upbeat song.
Something like that, maybe. But I like this kind of stylistic choice that you made overall. So I like that. Yeah. Okay, so before we go on, originally I said we got two drops. Olivia dropped, and she told me that she did, so that was official. But Rochelle just couldn't send her file, but I do have something from her. All right, so next up is Aria.
I know I can take one more step towards you, 'cause all that's waiting is regret. And don't you know I'm not your ghost anymore? You lost the love I loved the most. I learned to live half alive, and now you want me one more time. Who do you think you are, running round leaving scars, collecting your jar of hearts and tearing apart? You're gonna catch a cold from the ice inside your soul, so don't come back for me. Who do you think you are? I hear you're asking all around if I am anywhere to be found, but your jar of hearts, you're gonna catch a cold from the ice inside your soul. So don't come back for me, don't come back at all. Who do you think you are, running round leaving scars, collecting your jar of hearts and tearing love apart? You're gonna catch a cold from the ice inside your soul. Don't come back for me, don't come back.
All right, and that was Aria back again.
Yay, I'm glad you're back.
This was like, okay, I'm going to say it. This was better than your last song.
Well, that's a given, obviously.
judge Aria and have her first as my love me girlfriend. Ah, ooh, yeah, ooh. Okay, wait. Aria.
Aria is cut again.
Aria, on this, I definitely was like, okay, she's back, kind of thing. Okay. I really liked your harmonies here. I liked this. You got progressively, I think the song got progressively better and better for me. I liked it more and more as it went on. I really liked harmonies once they came in. Although a couple moments, I think maybe mostly towards the middle of the song, where you sang Jar of Hearts and you had the longer held out hearts notes, the your E sound of hearts and the vowel, basically, sounded like it was weird pronunciation. I'm not sure that I could mimic it without listening to it again. But it just didn't sound like how I would. I was like, that was odd.
Do you mean like where sometimes at the end of her words she'll go into an E where it's not an E?
Sometimes it was like a subtle he arts almost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she does that a lot.
And you're known a little bit for that. I also liked You Don't Get to Get Me Back. Like that when you sang that part. That was really good. The very last two Who Do You Think You Are's, the word R on that, seemed odd, as if, I don't know, maybe the cutoff was weird, like maybe you didn't cut it off at the right point or something, or maybe it was the softness of it, but overall, I really, really like this. Okay, now, beloved, now you have to go.
Okay, going off of that last note you had, I think it was more of a stylistic choice, like maybe she was trying to sound... Like, throughout the whole song, she was, like, angry and whatever, but then at the very end, she was a little bit, what's the word?
Sad.
Vulnerable, I guess. I don't know. That's the way I thought of it, anyway. Yeah. I thought this was good. I love your voice. But I think this could have been better for your voice in general if it was a little bit higher. You were able to hit all the notes fine, but it just seemed really low in your range to where it sounded more classical than it should be. So that just made it a little bit weird for me, but it definitely wasn't bad. Like, it sounded good. I think I just would have liked it higher for you. I think you said this already, but I loved your emotion at and after the bridge. Really good. Mm-hmm.
Overall, this is. I'm glad you're back.
Mm-hmm. Yay!
All right. So next up and last one of the night, guys.
I knew this would happen. You skipped me.
Yeah. You went first
again.
No, I went first. No, I'm sorry.
You went first.
You go.
I was gonna say. Yeah. Okay.
Oh man, now. Gil, you're never gonna live it down now twice.
I can. I see how it is.
Anyways, what do you think?
I pretty much had like the same notes. I really like the lower harmonies. They sounded pretty. I thought the like catch a cold line made me laugh all the time, and it's like a depressing song, but that's such a stupid line. And I was like, why is there a cold in this song? It's like an intense song, and then this catching a cold line pops up, and you're like, okay, like, yeah, it was like depressing, which is good because it really made the emotion like stand out, and it was like really pretty vocally. I don't really have anything else to add, but I matter.
Yes, very much. all right, so last emission of the night is Rushular.
I hear the clock, it's 6 a.m. I feel so far from where I've been. I've got my eggs, I've got my pancakes too. I've got my maple syrup, everything but you. I break the yolks and make a smiley face. I kinda like it in my brand new place. Wipe the spots off of the mirror, don't leave my keys in the door. I never put wet towels on the floor anymore, 'cause dreams last so long, even after you're gone. And I know that you love me, and soon you will see you were meant for me, and I was meant for you. I called my mama, she was out for a walk. Consoled a cup of coffee, but I didn't want to talk. So I picked up the paper, it was more bad news. More hearts being broken, or people being used. Put on my coat in the pouring rain. I saw a movie, it just wasn't the same. 'Cause it was happy or I was sad. It made me miss you, oh, so bad, 'cause dreams last so long, even after you're gone. And I know that you love me, and soon you will see you were meant for me, and I was meant for you. I go about my business, I'm doing fine. Besides, what would I say if I had you on the line? Same old story, not much to say. Hearts are broken every day. I brush my teeth, I put the cap back on. I know you hate it when I leave the light on. I pick up a book and then I turn the sheets down. And then I take a deep breath and a good look around. Put on my PJs and hop in a bed. I'm half alive, but I feel mostly dead. I try and tell myself it'll all be alright. I just shouldn't think anymore tonight, 'cause dreams last so long, even after you're gone. And I know that you love me, and soon I know you will see you were meant for me, and I was meant for you. Yeah. You were meant for me, and I was meant for you.
Go. All right, so that was Valk's Love Me Girlfriend.
Yeah.
All right, so Valk, what did you think?
I liked this a lot. The lyrics were funny to me because I was, like, picturing you, like, making breakfast and, like, drawing in your eggs and stuff, and it made me hungry, kind of. The emotion in this was really good. There were some parts where I think you could have pulled back a little more, but, like, overall, I really liked it a lot. Like, I really, like, I felt what you were getting, like, the emotion you're getting across in the song. There was one part, I think in the chorus, where it was, the word was even, and you said, like, heaven, like, you were pushing out air, and then said even. I really like the dynamics in this, too. Like, yeah, this was good. I don't really have anything else to say.
Cherie, what'd you think?
On the note you gave about even, I don't know if she was doing it because of this, but sometimes I do that because if it's high enough up in my range and I do it on a hard E, it sounds terrible. So maybe she opted for that because it was like the lesser of two evils.
Possibly.
But I don't know, but that's just why I do it sometimes. Anyway, I thought a couple parts in the verses were a little bit too low for you, especially in some of the talking parts. And a couple notes were off here and there, sometimes because you fell a little bit flat or sometimes because you overshot the note. But I really, really enjoyed the song, and I thought your emotion was great. And I loved your higher notes.
I have everything here. I didn't really take a lot of notes overall, except for that I really liked, besides what everybody else said already, that I really liked my best moment in this song for you was when you said, besides, what would I say if I had you on the line? I really liked how you delivered that.
Oh, yeah, I loved when you said besides. You, like, pronounced that, like, really, like, cool. Yeah.
And there was an attitude kind of thing there, too, that I liked.
Yeah,
I don't have very much else to add. All right, so guys, again, as I said, we're only cutting one person tonight, so we're going to talk about results, and then we'll go into next week's theme. And yeah, so we'll be right back. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, we are back with results for Love Me. Okay, so everybody was pretty good tonight, so I'm glad we've got a strong talent, and I'm excited for who we've got left. So let's say who won for us tonight. For me, I would have said Aria. What about you, beloved?
I don't have one.
Okay.
I had a tie.
What about, okay, who is yours, Ty?
My tie is like Rochelle and Aria.
Mm-hmm. The two people to submit extremely late. Which is not a tip, guys. Don't submit late and then we'll like you better. That's not how it works. Okay, all right, so let's go save people, and then what we'll do is we'll go to bottom three, guys. All right, so Aria and Rochelle, you are safe. Beloved, save somebody.
I will save Turtle.
All right, Turtle, you're safe. I will save Clary.
Wah, wah, wah. I'll save Ambie.
Ambie, you're safe. I will save...
Oh, wait, he was immune. Thorp.
Huh?
She was immune. She's yeah, immune. I'll save yeah.
Okay. I will save Autumn. Okay, so we've saved Aria, Turtle Rochelle, Ambie, Clary, Autumn. Okay, so we have Omi, Jeffers, Bright Disaster, and Melly.
Okay, I'll save Omi.
Omi, all right. So that means tonight, guys, in the bottom three... We have Bright Disaster, Jeffers, and Melly. Melly, one of our bigger things here with you was a lot that, you know, your major contrast, you know, a little bit quiet. So that's what you would want to fix more specifically.
And build emotion.
And build emotion. Jeffers, I think, was a kind of a song choice again here, a little bit more for you. And maybe try and figure out your first subtle a little bit because it was still okay, but yeah. And then Bright Disaster... I think, again, for you, poor song choice, also quiet, and you have kind of a repeat problem with that a little bit. So we're only cutting one person tonight, and let's save one more person, and then we'll say who's going back. So, Valk, why don't you save one of these three?
I'll save Melly.
Melly, you are safe. So that brings us to...
A teddy bear versus a bright disaster.
The person that is going home tonight is Bright Disaster. Sorry, Bright. If, you know, keep although, you know, as we said, you know, you still kind of need to find, you know, what songs fit for you. So, still keep sitting, still audition stuff and all that for other shows. because that's how you're going to get better. But try and find what you need to work on is try and find something that fits your vocal style better. Or work with some sort of vocal coach if you can, too. That might help. So that brings us to next round, May 6th. Immunities, guys, and this is probably going to be our last immunities because I haven't had a good history. Plus, I don't think that too many people want to do immunities after that because everybody will be pretty good. Okay, so immunities for next round is all baby-making music. That should be pretty straightforward. I want to hear some, you know, Barry White, you know, or something. So we can still have somewhat regular episodes. We'll do that Friday by 11:59 Eastern Time on May 6th. All right, so that means the main round is duets, you guys. So this I'm pretty excited about. We deliberated for quite some time on basically, you know, who we should pair up, and we have come up with pairings for you. All right, so what I have here is Jeffers and Millie. You guys are paired up as a duet. Mega Dizzy and Autumn. You guys are paired up. Princess Clary and Omi. You guys are paired up as a duet. Ambi and Aria. You guys are paired up. And then OMG Aqua Turtle and Rochellular. You guys are paired up. So you guys can sing any love song, just a duet, sort of like singer's choice type of thing again. We're going to give you 2 weeks on this. So that means that it will be due on the 14th of May, again, 11:59 Eastern Time. All right. Thank you, guys. Have a great night.
You too.
Good night.